there is no just cause for asking for Charlie's resignation, it does not make good fiscal or ethical sense to go through a complicated recruitment process during a pandemic, only to try to find someone we can only hope to be as much of a leader as Charlie has been.
The citizens of Sequim are in danger of losing the services of an exceptional city manager who, during his 6 years on the job, has served his community honorably, ethically, and with outstanding professionalism and competence. Qualities that, oddly enough, are alluded to in the resignation letter the mayor sought to negotiate with the city manager.
I want to thank Charlie Bush and what he's done for people who are disabled in this community, because when he confessed in an article that he suffers from chronic fatigue syndrome, and knowing that he's been doing a huge job as a disabled person all the way through this pandemic, it hurts my heart that this is happening.
It is plausible, if not likely, that this action against Mr. Bush is simple retaliation against an employee who got crosswise with Save Our Sequim. How is Sequim ever going to recruit another good city manager? Why would anyone apply for a job where it is clear that their legs can be cut out from under them at any time, no matter how well you're doing your job? This is an embarrassment and a stain on our community.
It is right and proper that Charlie Bush resign, and he knows it too. When you look back and reflect, Mr. Bush, and I hope you do so with honesty, looking at your role in the destruction of what used to be a sweet, quiet, friendly community.